In this episode, I want to talk with you about your customers and what you can learn just by listening.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Hey, what is up? It's Todd. And in this episode, I want to talk with you about a conversation that I just had with an entrepreneur friend of mine. You know, throughout the day, I'm on strategy calls with clients. And in the conversation, they told me that in their first year, they made $1 million. And what they really discovered when they were around $300,000 is that the customer would have to do some additional things on their own. And then the customers would explain why it wasn't working. Well, we had to do this and that was difficult. And we didn't know who to hire for that. And so we didn't proceed ahead. Now, what I love about this is a moment of truth for an entrepreneur. It's a moment of truth because what does an entrepreneur do at its core? Yeah, people think they sell things. They don't. They solve problems. And in the process of solving problems, they sell things that help solve that problem. Okay. And in this scenario, what's really interesting is a lot of entrepreneurs, when they get feedback from their prospect of where the failure was, of where it didn't live up to their full potential, or where their client didn't get to have that epiphany breakthrough, a lot of companies sweep that moment under the rug. But it's the moment of truth. It's the moment of truth where the entrepreneur makes the determination if they are really going to be in it to serve. And if they're in it to serve, you know what they do? They humbly listen to the feedback from their clients, because if they listen carefully and they're humble enough to receive the information, they will discover that their customers are iterating their business for them. They're advancing their business. They're telling them where their pain was, what did or did not work, what we could do better next time, where the failure was. And the entrepreneurs that stay around, that live long and prosper, are the ones that fix that part of the process and better serve their client during that moment of truth. I saw this stat. 20% of new businesses fail during the first 2 years of being open. 45% fail during the first 5 years. And 65% of businesses fail during the first 10 years. Only 25% of new businesses make it to 15 years or more. Now, I'll tell you right now, I think the numbers are a lot higher than that. I think there are a lot of businesses that are failing that should have been put under a lot earlier. And when I see a stat like that, I typically am thinking about, were these business owners not humble enough to listen to where their customers were failing? Not humble enough to make the modification to pivot into the area where they could solve that problem? You know, H.G. Wells famously wrote in 1945, "Adapt or perish. Now as ever, it's nature's imperative." But what about the entrepreneur? Adapt or perish. And where you get started is humility. Because sometimes, often, the feedback that you get where a client didn't realize the full potential of your solution is going to sting and it's going to hurt. But if you want to live long and prosper, if you want to be one of those businesses that are in, like, you know, the 25% that are remaining after like 10 years or 15 years, if you want to be in that rare group, if you want to make good on the investment, make sure you're humble enough to listen, make the modifications, serve that customer with an open, loving heart, and be their shepherd that gets them to their end goal, and you will see your business will grow. It'll sustain. They will introduce you to other people that have similar pain. And the humility that you display will give people even more encouragement to go out and preach the good gospel on your behalf and your business. Humility
is where it starts.
Hey, if you're looking for some business coaching about how to get your business to the next level, I do provide that. Don't hesitate to reach out to me at toddhartley.com.